It is the live Labor Day edition of the program. We will take your calls about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find that the features there are free. So head over, enjoy them. The main feature of the site allows you to submit content to the website, and other listeners will then see that content. Maybe they'll share it with their friends, and they'll look at it themselves, and maybe we'll talk about it on the air, because the most voted up, it's kind of this social networking thing. You submit something, and then other listeners vote as to whether they like or dislike it. The most voted up will make it on the front page and the top of the website, meaning we're more likely to see it and talk about it here on the air. So head over, get interactive at freetalklive.com. I mentioned over the weekend that we're adding a bookmarklet to the website, and I kind of added it, but it's kind of broken, so I apologize for jumping the gun on that and not having things fully tested. I got a little too excited about it, so we're working on the bookmarklet. Do be patient with us, and we'll announce when it is actually up and fully functional. It's partially functional right now, but when you use it and you click it, it copies in the URL without a forward slash. So there's only one forward slash instead of two, you know, http://. There's only one there. So you could fix it by putting another slash in, but if you don't notice it, then it might. Anyway, so there are problems, but we will iron those out. And the website's free, though, freetalklive.com, as we continue here taking your phone calls about what you want.
Always frustration is free.
All the way to Portugal, where we've got Sebastian on the line. Hello, Sebastian.
Oh, hello there.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm a first-time caller. I heard your show on the weekend, but first time, and decided to check it out live today. It's a bit
excellent.
Late over here. It's past 2 a.m. Well, I just wanted to say, from what I've read so far, the Free State Project looks like a very good idea. Well, phenomenal, in fact.
I would agree.
The sort of thing that seems to have climbed out of a science fiction book written in the 60s or something. And, well, when I told people over here in Portugal about it, they wouldn't believe it. I mean, even talking about them, about government and concepts such as inalienable rights that don't come from the government, or the concept that taxation is theft, is a challenge, let alone anarchic or libertarian ideals.
Well, how did you, I mean, are you a Portugalian? Is it Portugalian?
Portuguese.
Portuguese native. How did you come across the ideas of liberty yourself?
Oh, well, that's a long story. I lived in Scotland for a while, and I started, the media in Portugal is government-controlled and practically non-existent.
Really? Radio and television are both run by the government there?
Yes. Well, yeah. Not directly, not totally, but you know, it's worse than you guys have it over there. Much worse. I mean, I see news on YouTube, you know, from regular folks, and we only get them here like 4 days later sometimes.
Just give me a little more on this. I'm curious. So obviously here in, or maybe it's not obvious, but here in the United States, you're here in North America, we've got the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, where they approve television and radio stations for broadcast. Is it like that, but more restrictive somehow? How does one start a radio station, for instance, in Portugal?
I don't know exactly, but it's there is something equivalent to the FCC. We only have 4 channels, and then but now we have also cable television, and two of the channels are the equivalent of the BBC in the UK. They are actually the state-run channels, and the other two, the private channels, they only went on like a decade ago or something.
I see. So limited selection on the television spectrum. Radio stations, do you only have 4 radio stations, or are there more than that?
Oh, no, we have more, but it's mostly, I mean, we don't have talk shows like you have over there, you know, like political talk shows or left-leaning or right-leaning talk shows.
Why do you suppose that is?
I think it's a cultural thing. I've been told by Spanish friends, by English friends, and people from France. They've come here and they are amazed at how placid Portuguese are. I don't understand how your government keeps screwing you. And I mean, just complain, you know, talk to each other, but you don't really do anything. There's not much political activism. I mean, Americans are rabidly political. So I've been following your politics for about a year or so, and I've recently read the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And I mean, I'm impressed when on YouTube I see like a farmer or a normal student, and they know about the political system, and they know about laws, and they're laymen. And,
well, I don't know how much they know. I mean, they know,
but they're interested.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
They're interested. And see, here in Portugal, I mean, we have our problems as everyone else with the economic crisis, and the reaction is automatically, oh, government must do this or they must do that. It's like it's the government's fault. No one thinks, no, we're going to pull ourselves together, you know, pull our bootstraps and organize and do something. No, it's like, let's get those guys over there. And
it doesn't sound too different, honestly, from what's happening here. I can understand how your perspective would be skewed because you come across certain selected things from your perspective over there that you're seeing. It seems to me that most Americans, the first thing they do is look to government for solving problems. So I don't know if that's too different.
It's fair to say there's a small undercurrent movement which is sort of breaking the paradigm.
Oh, absolutely. There is a liberty movement, and it is growing here in New Hampshire and around the country. That was originally the point of your call, was you were talking about the Free State Project and kind of the bewildered responses that you're receiving from people there in Portugal when you tell them about it.
Well, it must be interesting that the Portuguese government, you know, strangely decided on their own that the drug war wasn't worth pursuing. How does that affect your life?
Well, it doesn't, because I don't do any illegal drugs.
Most people don't in a society where they're legal.
Well, but it does affect your life, because usually under a prohibition, your life is in jeopardy by, you know, a crack addict who wants to score his next hit and is willing to hold you up at gunpoint in order.
Well, that actually happened to me once.
Really?
It wasn't at gunpoint. It was with a syringe. That was back in my university days.
Wow. Well, did you know that they have decriminalized small amounts of drugs?
Yes, but that's not entirely correct, because I just saw it on newspapers a couple of weeks ago. It's still illegal, like to plant cannabis or hemp.
I mean, oh, yeah, it's still illegal at most higher levels, but it's my understanding that possession of small amounts are
illegal. Yeah, if you have a joint or something, you won't have a SWAT team bursting down your door or anything like that. But I think that has more to do with the government not wanting to spend money with that rather than, you know, in any libertarian ideology.
I think you may be right about that, but nonetheless, it's an interesting case study, or it's an interesting, I guess not a case study, but it's an interesting study in what happens after you de-prohibit something, at least even to a small extent. There are some pretty significant positive results. So, obviously, it's pretty difficult to get up here for the Free State Project if you don't live already in the so-called United States. Do you have a plan to make a move here?
Well, I would like, but given your immigration laws, I think that would be possible.
Yeah, it does seem difficult. Well, we welcome your signature anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, you can still join the Free State Project, even if you can't immediately make the move.
Since we got a few seconds, I'd like to ask a couple more questions. At what age is one able to purchase alcohol at a store in Portugal, and at what age is one allowed to participate in consensual sex in Portugal?
Consensual sex or heterosexual relations is 16, and consumption of alcohol is 18.
18.
And
so
that's same thing to get a driver's license.
Driver's license. Interesting.
Very good. Hey, thanks for the info. Good call. Thanks for appreciate you listening, and hopefully we'll hear from you again. Always interesting to get the international perspective on things. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Take control at 800-259-9231 and bring up pretty much anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
J. John Dennis, an accomplished businessman and entrepreneur, has been a pro-liberty Republican for a quarter century. He's the new face of a new Republican Party, and he's running for congressman of California's 8th District.
I'm John Dennis, and I support drastically cutting both taxes and spending, which will help repair our devastated economy, abolishing spendthrift governmental money pits that fail to produce the desired results, bringing our troops home to defend our country, not policing other countries around the world, and a return to personal responsibility, self-ownership, and freedom of choice for all Americans.
Something John doesn't approve of? Nancy Pelosi. It's time for the Wicked Witch of the West to go away.
Melody!
Wipe the slate clean in California's 8th District in Washington in one blow. Contribute to the John Dennis for 2010 campaign at johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure closure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Go to hemp. USA.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler and get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org and call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full 1-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action, or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. It is the live Labor Day edition of the program. We're here to take your phone calls. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy features like our news updates. You get signed up and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up there. It's free, of course. You can follow our email updates or you can follow us on Twitter or Facebook, whichever way, whichever delivery method works best for you. We've got it over at news.freetalklive.com. Now then, are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? Well, if you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? You can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org, like Brooke Kelly did. And she's just, we talked to her at the beginning of the show. We're starting to see more, you know, name liberty activists getting on board here, people with kind of a reputation already of being out there and doing activism around the country. They're starting to see New Hampshire as a real place to be. And for good reason, because people just keep showing up. Hundreds of people are already here. Over 10,000 people have made the pledge to get here to New Hampshire. And we want to hit at least 20,000 people. So,
you know,
help us out.
If the Free State Project seems like a hard sell to you, it's because we people that believe in something tend to be hard sellers. We believe in the Free State Project. We are no doubt about it, zealots for the Free State Project. I think that it's the only opportunity for liberty in our lifetimes, or the most effective.
Well, we still always have an open invitation for you if you have a better solution, if you've got something that you think is a much better idea than the Free State Project, or maybe even an equivalent of an idea as the Free State Project. Our phones are always open, and you're always welcome to call in and tell us about it at 1-800-259-9231. And this isn't even an overnight solution. This is going to take some time. It's going to take a long while. You've got to get the people to make the move, and they've got to get settled in, and they've got to get active. And it's going to be years before we actually have real freedom, whatever that means, this kind of elusive goal that's somewhere out there.
Just looking for more freedom. Yeah. I'd like to see the taxes going down rather than going up.
It's possible. I think that's possible here in New Hampshire. It's possible when you get like-minded people together. And if we can only get Paul Hogan involved, speaking of taxes, Reuters reporting that actor Paul Hogan, the star of Crocodile Dundee, and I don't know, what else is Paul Hogan known for?
Not much else.
Has he done anything since? Is he, like, really big in Australia, and there's just kind of Australian movies that don't make the trip over here?
I don't know.
Or has he just kind of supplanted himself by doing Subaru commercials ever since, you know, the mid-1990s?
I haven't even seen him on one of those recently.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they're recent. That's a good point. Anyway, actor Paul Hogan has vowed to continue fighting the Australian Tax Office, which has barred him from leaving Australia until he pays a massive bill, saying he's a victim of a witch hunt. Hogan, who's now 70, was served with a departure prohibition order.
Departure prohibition.
That's right. You cannot leave.
You know, the United States has I don't know what the term is, but if you decide you want to leave the country, you have to pay a tax to leave.
Is that true?
Yes.
I thought that was only over $10,000.
Oh, so likely if you show them any amount of money and tell them you're leaving, they're going to want some of it.
Yeah.
And I will admit to you that it is the lower the amount of money, the more difficult it is to, it's going to be, the more easy it's going to be to hide it.
But would tell the government they're leaving?
What's that?
Who would tell the government they're leaving?
I don't know. I'd like to point out that the people with enough money, this is only to catch people who are kind of ignorant.
Well, right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, don't let the government know you're going to be leaving the country. Just leave and then somehow get your bank account, slowly transfer your money over or something like that. There has to be a way to do it that won't set off red flags. So if that's what you're looking to do, you should do your due diligence first. And, don't write mommy government a nice little note saying, by the way, I've decided I'm going to become an expatriate. Now, what form should I fill out to let to make this all legal?
I'd like your permission to leave. May I fill out the forms to fill out?
So Hogan was served with a departure prohibition order 10 days ago while in Australia to attend his 101-year-old mother's funeral, which has prevented him from leaving to return to Los Angeles, where he lives with his wife and son. The Australian Tax Office refused to comment on reports of seeking tax on $34 million U.S. dollars worth of allegedly undeclared income from Hogan, saying it cannot give details of individual taxpayers. But the actor went public in the Australian media this week to put forward his side in his five-year row with the tax office, that's a British term for fight, saying he had done nothing wrong and the tax office was on a witch hunt for a high-profile case. He says, I can't pay 10% of what they're asking. Bugger them. The actor told Australian television, I think that's a curse word, Nine Networks, a current affair program broadcast late Tuesday. He said, if I was a tax evader, which I'm not, I must be the dumbest one in the world to keep coming back here instead of fleeing to a tax haven. I know they're absolutely desperate to nail some high-profile character with money to justify the expense to the taxpayer. Hogan, who was once a painter on the Sydney Harbour Bridge, is under investigation as part of Australia's biggest probe into offshore tax evasion, Operation Wickenby. The operation is budgeted to cost at least $300 million. The tax office has claimed he put tens of millions of dollars in film royalties in offshore tax havens, a claim that he has denied. He has never been charged with...
Fine with me if he does. I mean, I'm all for offshore tax havens if they work out for you.
He has never been charged with tax evasion. They're just saying he owes them a bunch of money, apparently. A popular Australian TV comedian, Hogan, hit international fame as Crocodile Dundee in 1986's Crocodile Dundee, which went on to become Australia's most successful film ever, and won Hogan a Golden Globe for Best Actor. Two sequels followed, and Hogan married his Dundee co-star, Linda Kozlowski, which was his second marriage. He's repeatedly said that, if anything, he's paid too much tax in Australia. He said, I've paid more than a wise businessman would have. I don't have and never had the money people think I've got. And it's none of their business, he added.
Yeah.
And, of course, he's absolutely right about that. But who knows what will be the next step in the saga of Paul Hogan, who's now prohibited from leaving the mainland of Australia, trapped within his home country and essentially being held for ransom. He himself is saying he can't afford to pay whatever it is they're demanding from him. They're claiming he's got all this undeclared income, but they won't cite any details about it. I guess not until it goes to court. So will this 70-year-old man end up in a prison cell for the rest of his life? How exactly will the state of Australia handle this? If Paul Hogan is brought before some sort of magistrate over there and they find him guilty of tax evasion or find him guilty of this undeclared income, $34 million U.S. dollars worth of undeclared income, how will they – I mean, if he doesn't have it,
yeah,
what will they do to him?
I think they're probably just making this number up. They're trying to assume this number. If they don't know what – if it's an offshore account, how do they know the amount?
Anyway, I'd fully support him. I mean, obviously, it's his money, and it's none of anybody else's business, and they should leave him the heck alone, and leave everybody the heck alone.
You know, this whole idea that they can keep somebody in the country from leaving, come on. Really, if Paul Hogan wants to get out of the country of Australia, he could go ahead and do that. I mean, there's some way he can get out of there.
Yeah, he probably could. You're right. Well, if we hear more, we'll let you know. And if you hear more, let us know. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Some of our Down Under listeners may have some thoughts. You're certainly welcome to share them with us and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today,
complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
If you've used the drug Reglan or its generic form, metoclopramide, please listen carefully. Reglan has been shown to cause serious neurological side effects, consisting of involuntary movements of the face, limbs, and other body parts. If you or a loved one has suffered this condition, call the New York and New Jersey law firm of Oshman and Mirasola at 888-730-DRUG. That's 888-730-DRUG for a free consultation. Call 888-730-DRUG. That's 888-730-3784. If you've taken the contraceptive Yaz or Yasmin, please listen carefully. These drugs have been found to cause blood clots in the body and gallbladder disease. If you or a loved one has suffered these side effects, contact the New York and New Jersey firm of Oshman and Mirasola at 888-730-DRUG immediately for free consultation. Call 888-730-DRUG. That's 888-730-3784. Again, call Oshman and Mirasola at 888-730-3784.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. It's the live Labor Day edition of the program. As always, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. They're totally free, including listening options, got broadband and dial-up streams of the show running around the clock. You'll get the latest episode whenever you tune in. And if you're tuning in live, you'll hear us live. Plus, you can also watch our webcam, and you can enjoy the Free Talk Live listen lines that allow you to dial in via any phone that can call long distance and listen again around the clock to Free Talk Live. It's all over at listen.freetalklive.com.
So how soon do you want to start teaching that child special to you about the ideas of liberty? I personally couldn't start soon enough. So I got the book, An Island Called Liberty, for my son, Jack. It's a picture book. It is sort of in the vein of Dr. Seuss with a much more liberty theme to it. It's a simple story, graceful rhymes and beautiful illustrations on every page. It's a picture book. It could make it one of your child's favorites. You never know what a kid's going to like, but let's give them the options so that they have them. This book is for, I'd say, kids anywhere from, it might be a little early for 18 months, but what's the worst thing that could happen? 2 years old to four or five, maybe six years old. It's An Island Called Liberty. You can get it at freemarketunderdog.com. Christmas is coming up. An Island Called Liberty, freemarketunderdog.com. Use coupon code FTL, save 10%.
Let's continue with your phone calls about what you want. Jet is listening in Arizona. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Jet.
This is Jet from Phoenix, Arizona, and we're calling in from, I was working with Morpheus here. We're down to Freedom's Phoenix Studios, making some DVDs for the 9/11 event, and I heard you talking to Morpheus earlier. This isn't really what I want to talk about, but you know, about what good does bringing about 9/11 do, and what good it does is to realize that the government is lying to us, and that if we just prove that the science in and of itself doesn't add up, that I think that that is worthy of pursuing on a, you know, on a deeper level.
Well, understood, right? So at what point does that wasn't really the question. Is it worth pursuing or not worth pursuing? The question was for Morpheus, is it the shortest path between point A, which is tyranny, and point B, or, you know, the level of tyranny we're experiencing today, and point B, the, you know, some whatever level of freedom it is that you hope to achieve? So I guess I'd ask you this question. If something occurred, I don't know, it was the Maine that was destroyed in the harbor for that started off the Spanish-American War.
I remember the Maine.
What's that?
Remember the Maine. Right?
Yeah, remember the Maine. So you've got this boat that was, could it have been sabotaged by the United States government because they, in fact, wanted to be in a war with Spain? Now, you and I don't know this, but I'm sure somebody has speculation on this and maybe some facts to
Well, how about the Gulf of Tonkin? I mean, you want to point to something need to speculate.
Right, Gulf of Tonkin, quite a few decades ago. And I guess you can use these as examples of how the government may attempt to manipulate the media or whatever it is. But what my question is, and I remain of the opinion that the 9/11 issue isn't the tip of the spear that you're going to be able to point to the heart of this issue.
However, let me point out to you something, that the reason that We Are Change is doing this event is to raise money for the first responders who are not getting, they're dying in droves and not getting any health care. And that is the most important thing. It's not actually about 9/11 in and of itself. It's not even about the conspiracy, if you want to call it that. It's about standing up for those that stood up at the time that it was the most important.
Yeah, I think that that's a better direction to take it, and I applaud that. I think you have an opportunity to do good work that will get people's attention. You'll have a chance to bend their ear at that time, and I think that sounds good.
So, Jet, what else were you calling about tonight?
Britt Kelly's a friend of mine, and she featured me in her little video talking about the end of the Ron Paul revolution, and I absolutely, categorically disagree that the Ron Paul revolution is dead. I didn't get a chance to hear her, you guys interview her. However, I was like chomping at the bit when I heard about it earlier that I wanted to call in. And I wish that she was on the air with me, but
I think that if I could, to attempt to encapsulate what I understood, and Mark, correct me if you interpret it differently, but from what Brooke said, she's been traveling around the country and has visited a lot of meetups and the former Ron Paul revolution activists, and has found a lot of burnout, has found a lot of drop off. Essentially things aren't moving in what she's perceived as a very positive direction to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. And so when she came up here to New Hampshire and saw all the continued activism that's going on here, it was like a night and day contrast for her. And she decided at that point that New Hampshire was her future for liberty.
Absolutely. And I think that that is a beautiful direction in which to go. However, I also think that there's a lot of the younger people, the voluntarists, that are unwilling to accept that any way to get the message out is a positive way to go. And sometimes, you use a vehicle that's available to you. And the Ron Paul revolution, Ron Paul, he's the one that will say it himself, it's about a set of ideas. It's not about the man. Mm-hmm. The man, of course, will die. But those ideas that he espouses will live on, and it's just one nice, neat package that you can kind of work with that can reach literally millions and millions of American people.
Do you feel like, Jet, your perspective might be a little skewed considering you're calling us from Phoenix, Arizona?
Yeah, that was going to be my statement next, is I was going to jump in and, like, you know, next to New Hampshire, there are a couple of other places in the United States that see some liberty activity, and I would say those are Austin, Texas, and Phoenix, Arizona. And so the people in those places are probably not including New Hampshire, are probably not the best barometer or thermometer, if you want to talk about sticking it in the place where the sun doesn't shine in order to test assess the temperature of America. Those aren't the best people to give the statement on whether or not the Ron Paul revolution is dead, or at least in a comatic state, or whatever it is.
You very well could be correct. I don't know. The first time that I was invited to something to start activism was Ernest Hancock talking about how he was going to open the Freedom of Phoenix workshop. And I lived a quarter mile away, and I was like, wow, this is just meant to be. And then the very next week, I was moving in here. So I guess, yes, maybe my viewpoint is a little bit skewed, because I actually walked into, by, geographic luck, into a nuclear-grade activism group.
Oh, yeah. Right. Absolutely.
And so I'm not discounting that on any level. I'm just saying that I see it as a set of ideas that I think a lot of the younger people still, even though they're saying voluntarism, agorism, they're really making it about Ron Paul himself.
Right. Well, they're doing that, but the ideas were there before Ron Paul. The ideas will be there after Ron Paul. And the question is the Ron Paul revolution, which is probably the biggest thing that's happened to the ideas of liberty in certainly my lifetime and the lifetimes of many people around. You know, Ayn Rand probably was the next closest thing, and what she did for the ideas of liberty. It doesn't seem like as much is happening now as was going on in 2008 to me.
Right, but you wait until 2011 early when Ron Paul decides to run for president.
That's just it, Jen. I don't want to wait.
Change markedly.
Well, no, I agree with you. Clearly, that would be true, right? I mean, then all of a sudden people are going to get jazzed up again.
Yeah, people would vote for a pineapple to get rid of Obama.
They're going
to
get excited, and Ron Paul has got the message, and he's got it down pretty well. So I agree with you, but that's just that I don't want to just wait. And I don't think that Brooke Kelly wants to just wait either. And I know that a lot of the folks there in Phoenix aren't just waiting around, and that's why you're
passing out CDs.
Right, that's why you're perceiving as things really happening, whereas Brooke's saying she's going from place to place, and she's seeing things dying off, and maybe the guys from Liberty on Tour will have a new perspective on this as they return in the next few weeks. Jet, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you down there at the Freedom's Phoenix studios, freedomsphoenix.com. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. What's your perspective on the Ron Paul revolution? Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call, though, if you make it now. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves, even in the remaining moments. By the way, it is Ian with you.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Different ways for you to help the show. One of them is by promoting Free Talk Live. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com, get a whole list of things you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. And go to promote.freetalklive.com. So, Mark, there was a certain infectious discussion you wanted to have here, and I thought it was entirely appropriate. So what's going on?
Yeah, you know, there's been things going on with Dale's movie that I'm sure he'll hip us all to when he sits down, with us Thursday or Friday night, whatever he comes in. But
it's tough dealing with multiple personalities placed in a small, confined area together for a long period of time.
Indeed. But, you know, what it brought up for me was the sort of question, and I've heard accusations, and I'm not going to talk about any names or anything like that. That's not really the point.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the question that I want to kind of explore is being infected with something and then going out in public, is that aggression? You know, I think there's a lot of facets to this this particular idea, you know, that...
Well, someone was infected, apparently, and allegedly didn't really reveal that information until perhaps too late.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't as forthcoming with, has an ongoing issue or something like that.
And allegedly wasn't too interested in remedying that situation when given the opportunity.
Right. And I think you're dealing with lots of issues here, sort of social norms. I was taught when I was growing up, I received perfect attendance in school. I can't tell you how many times, like 6 times from K through 8 just an incredible amount of times. I was taught by my, good, hard-working German stock folks that you go to work or school when you're sick and there's no excuses. Do it. Unless you're dying, do it. And so in the process, I'm exposing all these kids to whatever illness it is that I have. And anybody who has a kid who's in school or nursery or something like that knows that it's a cesspool of infection.
Oh, yeah.
And
chickenpox goes around.
You know, what the question is knowing that you're infected with something, I think there's a gray area here. If you have AIDS and you have sex with somebody with the intent of spreading the AIDS virus to that person, I believe you're aggressing against that person.
I would agree with that.
Would you agree with that? Yeah. And so that, you know, like maybe that ought to be considered a crime.
But if you've got an infection and you're not well informed about it, or
but I'm saying, you know, some people don't know how disease spreads. Mm-hmm. Having a cold, I can stand next to you and it's unlikely you're going to catch a cold. If we French kiss, on the other hand, much more likely that you're going to catch a cold.
Yeah.
So I think the right thing to do when dealing with people is, you know, when they want to shake hands, you say, hey, feeling a little under the weather. I'll be happy to shake your hand, but understand you're taking
a risk.
You're taking a risk that, you know, that you might catch this cold. Most of them will say, no thanks, and they'll give you a nice wave and appreciate mm-hmm. that you did it. And being a businessman, a salesperson for a good portion of my life, I have done this. This is, you know, and when I deal with people, I keep the little bit of Purell with me, and I put it on my hands. I try to do it not in front of them. Some people will take it as an insult. What are you saying? I'm infected? Yes, I'm saying that all of us are infected with all kinds of things, that you're just as dirty as the rest of them. But, you know, people don't always understand it. They'll take it as an insult if you use Purell in front of them. I guess I'm just sort of wondering, you know, at what level does being infected with something, knowing that you're infected, going out in public, should everybody who has a cold
quarantine themselves
voluntarily, and if they don't, are they bad?
Or should they wear one of those little masks like Michael Jackson used to wear?
Yeah, I think he was wearing that more to protect himself than prevent himself from infecting other people, wouldn't you guess?
I suppose, yeah, he's paranoid.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems likely.
I think it's an excellent question. And I don't know if there's a clear answer, right?
Yeah.
The toll-free number here, if you want to chime in with your thoughts, 800-259-9231. Another question on the table is the Ron Paul revolution dead or dying? What's your perspective on that as well? Plenty of time for your thoughts here.
If you hug or kiss somebody, if you shake their hand, you've got a cold, if you've got some kind of ongoing infection that, some people aren't well. You know, does that make you aggressive? Is somebody who isn't quite as well informed? Some people just don't take infection as seriously. Like mm-hmm. I said, I was taught you go to work or school when you're sick. No excuses.
That's what I've always done. I just work through it.
Yeah. But do you understand how doing that would put other people that you work with in danger? You flush the toilet at work. You use the little handles in the sink. You turn doorknobs. And the touching of those things by other people gives them a chance, and not a small one, of catching that cold or flu.
Mm.
Or is that the risk that one takes when one just walks out the door of one's house?
That's another good, that's a great point. If you're going outside, of an area that you can control,
mm-hmm.
you might just run up across anybody with who knows what, right? I mean, you never know what sort of transaction will transpire out there involving little germs that could do things to you.
Right.
So, is that just, it's just the risk you take that you might run into somebody spreading tuberculosis.
Tuberculosis is out there, and we're all just these dirty little disease carriers, and, you know, nobody washes their hands enough, and if you do, you're OCD, and, you know, it's a tough issue to really kind of nail down as to what's right, what's wrong. I think you've got to be on the lookout. You're responsible for your own well-being. If you're going to decide to go kissing folks that you don't know necessarily, hey, those are risks that you take. The expectation that that other person is somehow responsible for your well-being doesn't seem very fair. I mean, really? Does somebody, some guy who hires a streetwalker, really have the expectation that that gal is taking every precaution necessary in order to keep themselves healthy? It seems to me if they walk the streets that, you could expect that.
Well, now, according to the allegations in this particular case according to the allegations in the particular case, the information was revealed at a certain point that the individual in question does have a staph infection, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was also somehow discovered that that same person had been using certain utensils that other people had used.
Right.
And certain, I guess, personal care utensils without getting too specific.
This person was you know, being physical with people and using personal care items of other people. And
yeah, like a towel, for instance.
And, you know, and there's, you know, you, just living life, you can spread things. And I guess, you know, in this particular case, does it sound like this person could have been negligent? I don't know. I wasn't there. But, it you know, it has that sound. But negligence, to me, isn't aggression. And
I agree.
The next question
nor
is
ignorance.
You know, you're dealing with people's societal norms, and I think we're changing here. We're still the human race, American society, whatever term you want to use, is still wrapping its mind around the idea that colds don't come from getting cold. Mm. That, you know, fever doesn't come from petting rats or whatever it is, that it comes from infections. And those infections come from other human beings. And, I mean, you know, these are the things that you're dealing with. And I think that people aren't all on the same plane here. They're not all thinking, whoa, I can't shake your hand. There's been times that I've had a cold that I've shook someone's hand and I haven't thought about telling them. It just didn't come to my mind.
What can you do?
Different, right. You forget sometimes. But I went outside the house knowing that I was ill. So, and also, don't take sickness as seriously as other people do.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that has become a factor, I think, in this particular case, is that the person in question the information came out, and the person in question was revealed. It was told to that person that there was concern amongst the rest of the cast and the crew of the right. movie about this, and that they were willing to work together to get that person some help. And I think it was an issue of that person not taking it very seriously, or at least that was certainly the impression right. that I could tell that the other people
well, also,
got.
Also, it's an embarrassing thing. Like, that's a terribly embarrassing
sure.
to be saying, hey, you're infected with stuff. You're virulent.
But there's a difference between maybe having a, you know, childish making fun of someone because
right,
of that
right.
and saying, look, we care about you.
Indeed, but there's still interpretations
help.
On the other side.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that that people were
right,
being
and,
that
and
way.
So allegedly the person in question lashed out with some not so nice things that that were said, and you know, there's been more drama.
It doesn't sound like it was handled particularly well. You know, I guess what I'm
well, I don't know who mishandled what. I'm not sure
right.
about that. I'm not going to make a statement there because
well,
we don't know what
else. It's certainly turned into some drama.
Yeah.
And if it's turned into some drama, that means it was mishandled. It could have been handled
now,
better.
This could have been – but by the way, in case anybody was wondering, I think there's one important point to point out. This isn't a free stater who's
why
the
is
first
that
question.
Important?
I don't know. It could have been a free – could very well have been a free stater.
Right. I mean, I'm just talking about people who you know, take infections and things like that. Hygiene, I guess
yeah.
you could call it. I wouldn't call it hygiene. Hygiene's usually considered taking baths and stuff, but you know how people take those, and just wondering what people consider it as far as aggression.
Yeah. You can answer it tomorrow night at 800-259-9231. See you then.
In 2010, we were fighting for your rights. In 2019, we are fighting for our lives.
The last illusions of economic stability have shattered, revealing the financial dystopia that lies beneath the surface. The Federal Reserve has run out of lies and out of time. Those who stand for liberty will right their wrongs or die trying. Get involved with the epic animated feature-length film, Silver Circle, at silvercirclemovie.com.
Just remember, when they control the money, they control everything.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.